Valley Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you three times each week by the Scully Oil Company, Scully jobbers and dealers. But say, fellas and girls, how many of you got over to your Scully service station to get your free Captain Midnight airline map? That big three-color wall map that Captain Midnight wants all the members of his famous 1940 flight patrol to have. Well, whether you got your free copy of this marvelous airline map already or not, I know you'll be interested to hear what Patsy Donovan has to say about it. So here's Patsy herself to tell you why she thinks every member of Captain Midnight's 1940 flight patrol should have one of these big three-colored airline wall maps. All right, Patsy.
Hello, fellas and girls. Say, I never got such a big thrill in all my life as I did yesterday when Captain Midnight first showed me that big new airline map of his. Gee, I'd never seen anything like it. Looping loops, but it's a beauty. But the best part of it is that it teaches you so many things that everybody ought to know. At least everybody that's crazy about aviation, like all of us flight patrol members. Why, Steve and I had an argument just the other day about how many airlines fly in and out of St. Louis. We looked at the map and it told us in a second. Not only how many, but the names of all of them. Those pictures and descriptions of modern transport planes are swell, too. Why, say, I could go on all night talking about this thing, but I'd better stop now. So I'll just say, if you're anything like I am, you'll want to get one of these swell airline maps right away and put it up in your room where you can keep it for years to come. Take it from me, it's a map you'll be proud of. So long, fellas and girls.
Well, thanks a lot, Patsy. And I'm sure all your fellow members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol, who haven't yet called for their free airline map, will get over to their Skelly service stations right away. Now remember, here's all you do. Just stop and show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card the next time you're out in the family car. You don't need any seals or labels or box tops or anything like that. This big airline map, 11 inches high and 17 inches wide, and printed in three brilliant colors, is absolutely free to all Flight Patrol members. And if you're not yet a member, you can join up right now at your Skelly service station and get your free map right away. Besides, you get a membership card and a spinning medal of membership without a penny's cost to you. So don't forget, whether you're already a member or not, stop at your Skelly service station with Mother or Dad to get your free Captain Midnight airline map tonight. And now to Captain Midnight. Steve has just landed on Ridgeville Airport with a special new streamlined cabin plane for Captain Midnight. It's late at night, and the plane is standing in front of the passenger station. Steve, Captain Midnight, and Patsy Donovan are discussing means of rescuing Chuck from Ivan Shark's power when a telegraph messenger boy is heard calling out the name, Captain Albright. Called over, he delivers a telegram to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot has just opened the envelope. But before reading the message, he tells Steve and Patsy that the telegram is signed Ivan Shark. Listen as Patsy explains.
Captain, you mean to say that telegram is from Ivan Shark?
But that's just what you expected, isn't it?
Well, I didn't know how it would come, but I felt sure Ivan Shark would communicate with me.
What does the telegram say?
Now listen, I will now read it to you. Chuck Ramsey and Frank Crane are my honored guests and will continue to be until I understand you do not wish their return. I would be more than glad to discuss the matter with you on your usual radio wavelength at the next hour of 12 p.m., following your receipt of this message. And it's signed, Ivan Shark.
Well, can you tie that?
So this means we start to work at once.
But gosh, Captain Midnight, what are you going to do?
Listen, we don't know who may be listening to us. Let's get into the Spartan. We'll talk things over there.
Good idea. Come on.
There you are, Patrick.
Thanks a lot.
All right, now then. I don't believe anyone can overhear us here.
No, we're okay here. But look, what about this offer of Sharks to discuss the matter with you? You going to talk with them on the radio?
I most certainly am, Steve.
Jiminy Crickets, it's 15 minutes after 12 now. You don't have to talk to Ivan Shark for almost 24 hours.
Yes, and that's a good thing, because it gives us time to make plenty of preparations.
Well, I guess your theory was right, Captain. Shark is going to strike at you where it will hurt the most, through Chuck.
Yes, Steve. There's no question of that.
Oh, gosh, Captain Midnight, we've just got to rescue Chuck and Frank Crane, too.
We're going to do everything in our power, Patsy, and don't forget this. There are certain things I can't do.
You mean to make a bargain with Ivan Shark?
No, it isn't that, Patsy. I can make a bargain with Ivan Shark, but it can't be a dishonorable one. And I'll bet that I can guess what his offer will be.
Oh, what's that?
He wants to be left alone. Now, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Ivan Shark wants immunity. My promise to let him alone.
Well, of course, you couldn't give him such a promise, but if you did, would he believe your word?
Yes, Steve, he would. He knows that's the one fundamental difference between him and me. When I give my word, I keep it.
Well, anyway, that's out. You can't promise to let Shark go unmolested. The question is, what are we going to do?
Some way, somehow, we've got to find and rescue Chuck and young Crane. And the one thing that might defeat us, Steve, is the time. If I can stall Ivan Shark off long enough, I believe we have a good chance. Otherwise, not.
Well, how can you stall him off? It's almost a cinch he's going to place a time limit for your acceptance of his proposition.
Yes, yes, that's what he'll do. But we've got to find logical excuses to make this time limit as long as possible.
But gosh, Captain Midnight, Ivan Shark isn't any fool. He knows you will try to find Chuck and rescue him.
Of course he knows that, Patsy. He evidently is completely confident that we won't be successful.
Yeah, and that's what makes it look pretty tough.
Of course it's tough, Steve. This is one of the toughest situations I have ever been up against in my life. But I'm going to lick it.
What are you going to do first?
Now, the first thing is to make preparations for this radio conversation with Shark tomorrow night.
Listen, if you and he are going to have a radio conversation, that means he'll have to have a transmitter.
I'm way ahead of you, Steve. That's the first thing we're going to do. We'll find out the point from which his radio message is coming.
How are you going to do that?
By triangulation. Now, as far as we know, Ivan Shark was flying a northwest course when he left here. We have every reason to believe that he would avoid the Pacific coast in the Middle West. That means he will continue north along the Rocky Mountains. By this time, he may be up in Canada. But at any rate, I'm going to arrange for two listening posts. One on the Pacific coast, one on the Middle West. When we have my radio conversation with Ivan Shark, these posts will be listening to the conversation. They'll turn their movable antenna to the compass position where the signal strength of Ivan Shark's transmitter is the loudest.
Gosh, I see the whole thing. Chuck explained it to me one time.
Yes, Chuck knows all about that method. That fact may be a great help to us, too. At any rate, these two listening posts will telegraph us the compass reading where the signal strength was greatest. Then we'll have a large map. We'll draw a line from each listening post in the direction of the compass reading.
And those two lines will have to meet at one point.
Exactly. And the intersection of those two lines will be the location of Ivan Shark's transmitter.
In other words, the point from which Ivan Shark is sending us his radio message.
Right.
Gee, that's swell. And if you know the point from which Ivan Shark is talking, then you know where Chuck is.
No, you don't, Patsy. You underestimate Shark. He knows perfectly well we'll triangulate his transmitter.
In that case, he mustn't be afraid to let you know the point from which he's talking.
Well, on the face of it, it would look like that. But nevertheless, we may get some valuable information from it. Even though Shark can be talking to us from one place, while Chuck and Frank Crane are at another.
Gosh, that's right.
Yes, and another thing. Ivan Shark may have an unusually powerful transmitter in his plane. He could talk to us while in the air.
And in that case, he'd be moving all the time.
That's right.
Gee, it doesn't look as though it's any use to triangulate his position after all.
Well, now, don't forget, Patsy. We've got to do everything we can.
There's another thing, too.
Yeah?
We've got to be sure and copy down every word Ivan Shark says.
Yes, Steve, that's very important. That's going to be your duty, Patsy. We've got to copy down the whole conversation exactly as it takes place. You mustn't miss one word.
Gosh, Captain Midnight, I can do that. I had shorthand at high school, and I was one of the best in the class.
No, that's fine. Now, I've got to get to the telegraph office and arrange for the listening post.
And I'll put the plane in the hangar.
Right.
Oh, but there's one thing more.
Yes?
Where are we going to be when you talk to Ivan Shark?
In this plane, Steve. We'll take off and climb up to about 12,000 feet. This cabin is well soundproof. I think the reception will be good at night. I'll meet you both in the lunchroom in half an hour. So long, and I'll hurry back.
Our scene now changes to Chuck Ramsey and Frank Crane. They are huddled together in the rear compartment of Ivan Shark's powerful bimotored plane. The engines sing a monotonous tune as the ship forges on through the air. Listen as Chuck says,
I guess that's what Ivan Shark did all right, Frank. He landed to send a message to Captain Midnight.
Yeah, now the question is, where will he land the next time?
If my guess is right, the next time we land, it'll be for good.
You mean it'll be the place where he's going to keep us?
Yes, it'll be his headquarters until he finds out what Captain Midnight is going to do.
Hey, Chuck, we're flying north, I'm sure of it.
It's early in the morning now. It isn't 7 o'clock yet, is it?
No, it's 5 minutes to 7.
And through this crack in the center of the floor, I can see the shadows made by the ridges and hills. We know the sun is in the east, and the shadows all go toward the west. We know which way the ship is pointed in relation to the shadows.
It's north, all right. There isn't any doubt about it. And judging by the length of time we've been flying, I think we must be over Canada.
Oh, it's sure a wild country down below, I can tell you that. What are you looking so puzzled about?
Oh, I'm racking my brains to try and figure out a way to get a message to Captain Midnight.
Well, maybe. Hey, didn't you tell me, Chuck, that Shark left to talk to Captain Midnight by radio?
Yes, I think so. Well, in fact, radio is the only safe way for Shark to talk to Captain Midnight.
Well, I was just thinking that
Maybe Shark will let you say something to Captain Midnight just to, well, just to actually prove you're alive.
Please, and beacons, Frank. You've hit on a swell idea. Now, I'll tell Ivan Shark that he's got to let me speak to Captain Midnight over the radio so as to convince Captain Midnight that I'm actually alive.
Yeah, and that we're in Shark's power.
Now then, if Shark will let me speak to Captain Midnight, how can I say something to Captain Midnight that'll give him a clue as to where we are?
Oh, gosh, that'd be awful tough to do. Because Shark would be listening to every word you say, and besides, we don't know where we are ourselves.
I know. It looks impossible, but I'm going to try it just the same.
Hey, what's that you're looking at? That thing in your hand.
Oh, it's a coin, Frank. A sort of good luck piece. Captain Midnight has one just like it. See, it's got a three-bladed propeller on it.
Oh, yeah. And what's that strange word on it?
That word is Kobrelhofer, and it means a lot of swell things. Here, maybe you can figure them out for yourself.
Oh, gosh, what kind of things?
Oh, good qualities. Like courtesy, for example. You see? Hey, wait. I've got an idea. Courtesy and Kobrelhofer both start with the same two letters, C and O.
Well, go on, Chuck. What are you getting at?
Well, Captain Midnight has one of these coins, too. And so is Patsy Donovan. So maybe I can figure out a message using this coin. I mean, well, using this word, Kobrelhofer, so they would get what I'm driving at.
Oh, gee, Chuck, that's a great idea.
Well, the first thing to do is to find out where we are. That is, when we get there. Watch it, Frank. Someone's at the door.
I wonder what's going to happen now.
Chuck Ramsey, you come with me.
What do you want?
My master, Ivan Shark, wish to speak to you. You come along, forward.
Keep your chin up, Frank. I'll be back soon. All right, Fang, lead the way.
Chuck Ramsey and Frank Crane are indeed faced with a difficult problem. If Ivan Shark allows Chuck to speak to Captain Midnight, how can Chuck give Captain Midnight a secret message with Ivan Shark listening to his every word? Don't miss the exciting radio conversation between Ivan Shark and Captain Midnight. Tune in to Captain Midnight. Do you know how many airlines there are in the United States? Do you know what routes they fly? What cities they serve? Do you know what kind of airplanes they use and all the important facts about them? Well, all these things are on Captain Midnight's big airline map of the United States. Boy, it's a big wall map printed in three colors, 11 inches high and 17 inches wide. It's absolutely free to members of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. And if you don't belong now, you can join free at your Skelly service station and get your free airlines map right away. So stop and see your Skelly man the next time you're out riding in the family car. Tell him you want your Captain Midnight airline map, and he'll give you your free copy right on the spot. Remember, it's absolutely free to every member. So if you're not a member now, join tonight. And don't forget to tune in again Wednesday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight. Brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Can Chuck send some kind of a message to Captain Midnight? And what is Ivan Shark going to do next? Exciting events are ahead. Be sure to listen Wednesday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and
happy landing!